Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for providing for us in those areas where we needed your provisions. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for giving us peace at those points the enemy has slowed us down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for victories you have given to us. We thank you for battles you have conquered for us. Thank you for strength you have given to replace our weaknesses. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the opportunity to know you. We thank you for the opportunity to be called by your name. Thank you for the privilege to be saved from sin and from eternal destruction. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for how you have been so faithful in answering our prayers on this platform. Thank you, Father, for many results we have seen by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for everything you have done for us, not only us, including our family members, including everyone in our household. Thank you for taking good care of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I am asking that as we will be having another session of prayer tonight, meet every one of us at the point of our needs. I am asking that you destroy the plans of the enemy that were against us, that are against us. Thank you, Lord, because you are going to do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Father, because you are going to intervene and help us. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence once again. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that, we shall go into the prayer points. Let's sing the song. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. King of heaven, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. King of the whole earth, great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Ancient of days, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we all the things, thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, dwelling daily in your praises. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, oh Lord, in your praises. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for you. He will be your guide. Hold you closely to his side. Love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want us to begin to worship Him. He's the Most High God. He's the Almighty God. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is higher than everything, higher than every height, higher than everything that exists, whether they be visible or invisible. The Lord is higher than them all. Whether they be physical or spiritual, the Lord is higher than them all. He is higher than kingdoms. He is higher than thrones. He is higher than every realm. Higher than everything and everyone. Father, we worship you. In wisdom, you are the highest. In power and authority and greatness, you are the highest. In strength, victory, and dominion, you are the highest. In glory, you are the highest. In knowledge and understanding, you are the highest. There is none higher than you, and no one can ever be. We worship you, King of Glory. You are a great God. You are the Almighty God. All power belongs to you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you are going to do for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how you have been so faithful since the beginning of this year till this present moment. Thank you for we have enjoyed your faithfulness. We have enjoyed your love. We have enjoyed your blessings. We have enjoyed your interventions. We have enjoyed your mighty miracles. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for all that you have given to us because of your love and mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. I welcome every one of you once again to the Lord's presence. Now, you're going to pray this prayer of thanksgiving. You can say, Father, thank you for your faithfulness in my life since the beginning of this year to today. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being so faithful since January till this very hour of my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, thank you for your faithfulness toward me thank you for your faithfulness toward my family. Thank you for your faithfulness toward my home, my marriage. Thank you for your faithfulness toward my children, my grandchildren. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, thank you because since the beginning of this year to now, you have been taking care of me. You have been providing for me. You have been meeting me at the point of my needs. You have been protecting me. You have preserved my life. Thank you, Jesus. Since January to now, you have done great things. You have done wondrous things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you for you have been so faithful since January till now. No one is missing in my family. No one is suffering from incurable diseases. Lord, you have been so faithful. Begin to thank God for everything you have enjoyed from him since the beginning of this year to today. Open your mouth and thank God like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shant isigala kalashadara. Thank you, Jesus. Ishantekshara. We thank you. You are so faithful. You are so faithful. You have not allowed us to be put to shame. You are so faithful. You have satisfied us with all manner of blessings. You are so faithful. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are also going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your promises you have made for my life. Thank you for promises, wonderful promises you have made for my life. Thank you because you shall bring them all to pass. Thank you, Lord, because you shall bring them all to pass. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, thank you for wonderful promises you have written in the Bible, in the scriptures, concerning me. Thank you because you shall bring these promises to pass. Thank you because I can trust your promises and I will receive their manifestations. Thank you because I can trust your promises because you are so faithful. Thank you because I can trust your prophecies. I can trust your visions and revelations because you will do as you have said. You will do as you have revealed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because I can trust in you. Thank you, Jesus, because I can believe in you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then you're going to thank God for his covenant of faithfulness in this ministry. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your covenant of faithfulness you have established with us in this ministry. Say, Father, thank you because you have established your covenant to answer prayers in this ministry. Thank you because you have committed yourself to answer prayers, to answer our prayers in this ministry, in this group. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Jesus, for your everlasting commitment, for your eternal commitment to always hear our prayers
to always answer us in this ministry. Thank you, Father, for this covenant of faithfulness you have established with us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this covenant. Thank you, Father. Thank you because your presence with us in this ministry is everlasting. Thank you because your presence here is full of power, is full of grace, is full of signs and wonders. Thank you because your presence in this ministry is full of great results, great answers to prayers. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this grace. Thank you for this mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, do not let me not be excluded. Yeah. Say, Father, by your mercy, let me not be excluded from what you are doing at this time. Say, Lord, include me in what you are doing at this time. In what you are doing that pertains to revival, what you are doing that pertains to transformation of lives and destinies, things you are doing to change people's lives, to revive people's lives and destiny. Lord, include my own life as well. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let me not be excluded. Let me not be excluded from the plans, from your plans at this time, from your wonderful plans for the church of God at this time, for your mighty move going on in the church at this time. Lord, include me in everything you are doing in the midst of your people at this time. Begin to pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. There is a move of God at this time. Yeah. And your life must be included. You must benefit from that move of God. It's a must. I'm so passionate that you benefit from that move of God. So, Lord, include me in what you are doing in the earth at this time. Include me to be a partaker of great works you are doing on earth at this time. I believe you're praying. I said, place your right hand on your head and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, include me in the great works you are doing on earth at this time. Say, Lord, include me in the great works of revival, great works of transformation of lives and destinies, great works of deliverances, great works of healings and miracles and soul winning and salvation, great works that you are doing in the midst of your people. Lord, let my life be included. Let me not miss what you're doing. Let me not miss out. Let me not miss what you're doing at this time. Let my life be included in the name of Jesus. Let me not be excluded in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless me. Bless me with with how will I put it now? Bless me with a blessing that commands blessings. Yeah. There's a blessing that commands blessings. Now, you're going to say, Father, bless me with a blessing that commands blessings from every corner of the earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, bless me. Thank you, Lord. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. In the name of Jesus. Bless me with a blessing that draws blessings from all corners of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Bless me, O God, with a blessing that commands blessings from everywhere on earth. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, bless me. Yeah, the way God blessed Abraham, God gave him a blessing that draws blessings. He gave him a blessing that commands blessings. Yeah. So there are blessings like that. Now, when that blessing is in your life, it begins to draw blessings into your life. Talk to God, say, Father, bless me with a blessing that commands blessings from everywhere on earth. In the name of Jesus, a blessing that attracts blessings from all corners of the earth into my life, into my career, into my calling, into my ministry, into my destiny. Bless me with such a blessing. Like the way you blessed Jacob, like the way you blessed Abraham and Isaac. Lord, bless me with such blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, one of the blessings, one of the category of blessings that commands blessings are spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. Many times we pray only for physical blessings. Yeah, but there are blessings that are greater than physical blessings, and those are spiritual blessings. So raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, bless me with every spiritual blessing in your kingdom. Raise up your right hand, say, Father, bless me with every spiritual blessing that is in your kingdom. Every spiritual blessing that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, bless me with spiritual blessings. I am available. I open up my life. Bless me now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Bless me now. Father, bless me with every spiritual blessing that is in you, every spiritual blessing that is in heaven, every spiritual blessing that is in your kingdom, in your realm. Lord, bless me with them now. I open up my heart to receive this kind of blessing. I open up my spirit. I open up my soul to receive this kind of blessing. Lord, I want spiritual blessings. Thank you, Lord. To flow into my life from your throne. Now, in the name of Jesus. Release them now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you're a child of God, it means you should have abilities of God. If you're a child of God, you should have in you abilities of God. So meaning that you should be able to do what God does. You should be able to manifest features. I don't know if those words are correct. You should be able to manifest things that are in God. Maybe the traits that are in God, the character that is in God, the nature that is in God. Yeah, you should be able to manifest the same. So when you became born again, you automatically receive an inheritance that is similar with angelic beings in heaven. Now, when you became born again, you receive a nature that is divine. You receive a nature that has in it supernatural abilities. Yeah, and as a child of God, that nature needs to manifest in your life. Those abilities need to manifest. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let your abilities, your nature that is in me, arise and begin to manifest. Let it manifest to me and to everyone around me. Your divine nature that is in me, your divine abilities and capabilities, supernatural nature, supernatural abilities that is in me. Lord, let them rise and begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer with great passion. Begin to pray. Pray it with great passion in your heart. Say, Lord, let the abilities of you in me, let them rise and begin to speak and begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. Let supernatural abilities, supernatural nature of you that is in me, Father, call them forth to manifestation in the name of Jesus. It is written that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Lord, you gave birth to me. Therefore, let my divine nature come alive in the name of Jesus. You're going to say, Father, you gave birth to me. Therefore, let my divine abilities come alive now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I am your child. Therefore, let all my spiritual abilities, divine abilities, let them come alive and begin to manifest. From this hour onward, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When we talk about spiritual gifts, we are talking about what happens God begins to use you to bless people spiritually. Yeah. So manifestations of the Holy Spirit through a man, those are spiritual gifts. Yeah, but before we talk about spiritual gifts, it is important that we talk about transformation of believers into the person that they are in Christ Jesus. When you give your life to Christ, there is a transformation that needs to take place. Yeah, the natural needs to change to supernatural. The ordinary you needs to change to something above ordinary. Yeah, so if you are going to function powerfully in spiritual gifts, you must first have been changed into the person that you are in Christ Jesus. You must first have been changed. Your spiritual eyes is very important to the Holy Spirit when it comes to spiritual gifts. Your spiritual ears is very important to the Holy Spirit. So what I'm saying is that for your spiritual gift to work powerfully, you as a person must have changed to your spiritual person, to your divine being that is, that is not human. Yeah, you must have changed to that supernatural being. That is when your spiritual gifts will begin to function as they should. So you're going to place your right hand on your head again. You're going to say, Father, change me into the person that I am in Christ Jesus. I know that that person is not a natural man. I know that that person is not an ordinary man. You're going to say, Father, change me into the person that I am in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. If you are passionate about that prayer point, pray it with the whole of your heart. Say, Father, let me change. Let me transform into the person that I am in heaven. You know, Jesus Christ is in heaven. Yeah. So there is a kind of you that is there in heaven. Yeah. And that is the real you. So, Lord, change me into the person that I am in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. So, Lord, change me by your power, by your power of resurrection. Say, Father, by your power of resurrection, by the power of the Holy Spirit, change me into the person that I am in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me begin to live like that person. Let me begin to see like that person. Let me begin to hear like that person. Let me begin to operate like that person that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, change me into the person that I am in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points before we would consider some verses in Psalm 68. Yeah, I don't know if you really understand what I'm trying to show you. The question is, how will you see what God is showing you if the eyes of your spirit is not yet awakened, is not yet revived? How will you even know and understand what is the will of God if your spiritual senses are not working? If your spiritual brain, there is a spiritual brain, not this one that is inside your skull. There is a spiritual mind, maybe I should put it that way, that is not this carnal mind. Yeah, there are spiritual eyes. There is spiritual ears. Yeah. So that there's a spiritual you that is not this physical one people are saying. Until that one is awakened, there are many things about your life and destiny that will remain confused forever. Until that one is fully awakened, you might never enter into your promised land. And you might never fulfill your destiny as it is in heaven. You might have a good life. You might have husband, have children, have cars, have houses, or whatever. What you call good life in quotes. You might have such kind of luxurious life, but you might not fulfill destiny. There's a difference between having good life in quotes and fulfilling the reason why you were born into the world. There are two different things. So you are going to pray again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release a strong anointing into my life that will make me fully awakened to you and heaven. You're going to say, Father, release a strong anointing into my life that will make me fully awakened to you, to God, and to heaven. That will make me fully awakened to everything that is happening in the realm of the spirit. And there is nothing going on in the realm of the spirit that will be unknown to me. Lord, release a strong anointing that will do that in my life. Open your mouth and pray, and raise up your right hand as you pray that prayer. Say, Lord, release a strong anointing that will begin to operate in my life till I am fully awakened to the realms of heaven. Say, Father, release a strong anointing into my life that will not stop working until I am fully awakened to the realms of God and heaven. Until I am fully awakened to the spiritual realms, until all my spiritual senses are fully operational. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send a strong anointing into my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying to send a strong anointing into my life that will cause a great awakening to happen to me, such that my senses are awakened to the realms of the spirit, such that my mind is awakened to the knowledge and understanding of the spirit. Lord, help me by your anointing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I have said it before that this physical world is a fake. Yeah. Now, by saying it's a fake, doesn't mean that when God created the world, it was not original. Yeah, when God created everything in Genesis chapter, Genesis from chapter 1, they were good. But the kingdom of darkness, they have invaded the whole world. And they have halted the good things that many of the good things God has created, the kingdom of darkness has halted them. And they are changing the goodness of the earth into evils on a daily basis. Yeah. So my point is that many of the things you are seeing with your physical eyes, they are not real. Yeah, they are not real. I don't even know how to explain it to you. They have lost their originality. When God created the world, the good things He put in creation, the kingdom of darkness, they have stolen many of them, destroyed many of them. So what we are seeing physically, many of them have lost their originality. So it is fake that we are seeing, including human beings. We have fake human beings. They don't look like human beings, but what is in them is not human. So every goodness of God in them have been destroyed by the dark kingdom. Yeah. So you're going to pray. And the reason why I say that is to tell you that the only way you can be connected to the original reality is when your spiritual personality is fully awakened. If your life is only being guided by your physical senses, you cannot reach anywhere at this time that we have. So the only way you can relate with the originality of things is to have your spiritual personality revived and awakened, so that when you see things physically, you see beyond what is happening physically. Yeah. You see beyond what is appearing to you physically. You see the darkness behind situations that are happening. You see the darkness behind things that are happening in your life. You see who people are for real, not what they claim to be. So only the revival of your spiritual person will make that happen. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, I do not want to be deceived I do not want to see things around me from physical perspective. You're going to say, Father, I want to see from the spiritual perspective. You're going to say, I want to see things like a spirit, not like a human. I want to relate with my environment like a spiritual being, not like a physical being. Say, Father, give me grace. Give me grace to communicate with my environment from spiritual perspective, not from physical perspective. To communicate with my environment with spiritual wisdom, not with physical wisdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. I don't know how to explain it, but I believe the Holy Spirit will help you to understand. Talk to God. Say, Lord, give me grace to be able to relate with things around me as a spiritual being, not as a human being. Lord, help give me grace to be able to understand things around me with the mind of a spirit and not with a human mind. In the name of Jesus, give me the grace to be able to discern the originality of things in my environment. Give me the grace to be able to discern who the things are, who the people in my life are, who they really are. Give me the grace to be able to understand what the things I am saying physically, what they really are, not what they are looking to be, not what they are appearing to be, but to see into what they really are. Give me such kind of grace. Talk to God like that. Yeah, there are people that they don't see as human beings. They don't see things as human beings. They see as spiritual beings. So when they look at you, they look beyond you. Yeah, we have such in the kingdom of God as well. And I don't know if you want to be a person like that. So Lord, give me grace to be able to interact with my environment on earth as a spirit being, not as a human being. Because I am a spirit being in Christ Jesus. Say, Lord, give me that grace to be able to discern who exactly I am dealing with when I am dealing with people. To be able to discern who people really are. To be able to discern what the things around me really are. And not what they are appearing to be physically, but to know what they really are. Give me grace for this, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I want you to open the book of Psalm 68. We have, I think, three verses that I'm going to use to lead us in some prayers. Psalm 68. I'm going to read from verse 12 to verse 14. I'm reading from New Living Translation. It says, enemy kings and their armies flee while the women of Israel divide the plunder. Now, enemy kings and their armies, they flee when God arrives to fight for you. the enemy will flee. Rulers of darkness will flee. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit every battle confronting my life and destiny with your anger or in your hunger, and let my enemies flee before you. Let such battle be destroyed. Let such battle end. Say, Father, visit every battle confronting my life and destiny. Every battle of darkness confronting my life, calling, and destiny. Lord, visit these battles in your anger and crush my enemies. Crush them, hit them with a great blow in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, visit every battle that is fighting my life, calling and destiny, fighting my career, fighting my home, fighting my marriage. Lord, visit every battle fighting my life. Visit in your hunger and crush them all. Scare the enemy. Let the enemies see you and run away. In the name of Jesus. Appear in these battles till your enemies run for their lives. Lord, appear in these battles till my enemies run for their lives. In the name of Jesus, appear in every battle fighting my calling, fighting my life, fighting my career, fighting my marriage. Appear, O God, as the Almighty God. Appear and crush my enemies. Appear and chase them away forever. In the name of Jesus, appear as a terrible God. Till the enemy are completely destroyed. In the name of Jesus, appear, O God of Israel. Appear, O God of Israel. Crush them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you're still going to pray. It says that enemy kings and their armies flee. You're also going to pray. One of the things that makes the enemy to run is when their weapons are no longer working. When their weapons they are using against your life is no longer working. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest yourself against my enemies and disarm them. Or manifest yourself in the camp of my enemy and disarm them all. Let all their weapons stop working. All the weapons they have been using against me successfully, Lord, attack them and stop those weapons. Destroy those weapons. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Lord, manifest against them. Appear in their camps and disarm them all. Render their weapons useless. Render their weapons powerless in the name of Jesus. Lord, attack every enemy that are against me and begin to disarm them. Every enemy that are positioned in my life, every enemy that are attacking me from afar, every enemy attacking me at a close range, Lord, attack them now and disarm them. Render their weapons useless. Let all their weapons stop working against me. It can work against other people, but when it is targeted against me, let them never walk. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The Bible says that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. That is what the word of God says. Say, Father, let all their weapons formed against me, let them stop working. Every time they try to use their weapons against me, let those weapons fail. In the name of Jesus, attack them and disarm them all. Witches and wizards, demons, marine spirits, every form of enemy, any kind of enemy that is against my life, Lord, go against them and disarm them. And at every point they turn to attack me, let their weapons and let their powers fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says that when those enemy kings, when they saw God, they ran. And not that they ran alone, they left their belongings. Yeah. Many of you don't know this, but the truth is that if you fight strongly in spiritual warfare and you win, you will have more than you deserve. I don't know if you understand. Just as when battles, just as the way battles were fought in the ancient times, the armies on the winning side, they always go back to their countries with plunders. They always have much more than they have spent in that war. Yeah, they always have much more than they spent to fight. So my point is that if you fight spiritual battles to the point of victory, you will have more at the end. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. You will take plunders. You will have more. Yeah, you will have more. When you fight to the point of victory, you will have more results. Or maybe I should say, you will have more than the answers to your prayers. You will have more blessings than you wanted or than you are looking for. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, equip me with strength to fight and win and take plunders. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, equip me with strength to fight and win battles, and go back with plunders, and go back with many benefits. Benefits of victories, and be able to possess a lot of benefits of victories, and be able to enjoy benefits of victories. So, Lord, give me strength to fight and win and get plunders of war, and go back with plunders of war in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord, equip me with strength to fight and win battles, and go back with great benefits of victories in the name of Jesus. Equip me, O God, with strength. Equip me with strength. Equip me to fight and win and recover more than I have lost. Equip me to fight and win and recover more than the enemy has stolen from me. Equip me to fight and win and recover much more blessings than I could imagine. Lord, equip me with strength for such dimensions of victories in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Many times when I get victories in spiritual warfare, my life is always better than before I got those victories. The more victories I get, the more better my life is. That is why I'm so desperate for victories. I don't pray. I don't stop praying until I have won. And I always know when I have won. When you are a prayer warrior, when you're a fervent prayer warrior, you get to the point, you will get to the point where you will know that you have won. And it will be true, because immediately you win, then there will be a physical manifestation that confirms that you have actually won. When you're a prayerful person, you pray many hours on daily basis. That is one of the abilities that you begin to develop. You begin to know when you have won battles. So you're going to pray. It's so important to win battles. Not just to fight alone, but to win. It's so important to win. And everyone is looking for Christians that we give all efforts to win battles. That we do everything that must be done to win battles. Everyone is looking for such Christians. The reason why I preach so much, not the reason why, let's say one of the reasons why I preach so much on holiness, purity, obedience to God, having fear of God, is because I want you to win battles. Because I know that without those things, you cannot win battles. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, teach me to win battles. Now, David said that God taught his hands to war. Meaning that God himself is a fighter. And God is the kind of fighter that wins in all battles. So God can teach you to fight. He can teach you, just as he taught me, and he taught David. He taught David, and he taught many people in the Bible. You're going to say, Father, teach me to fight and win battles. Teach me to fight and win everything that is dark. Teach me to fight and overcome everything that is darkness, everything that is from the darkness, everything that is an enemy to my life, calling, and destiny. Lord, teach me to fight and win them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, teach me to win battles of life. All manner of battles. Teach me to win all manner of battles in all manner of realms. Whether it's in the heavenly realms, whether it's on the ground, whether it's under the ground. Teach me to win battles coming from any realm. Lord, teach me to win battles. I don't know if you're desperate about that prayer. The more battles you win, the greater you become in destiny. The more battles you win, the greater you become, and the stronger you become. Talk to God. Say, Lord, teach me to win battles. Teach me to win battles, to win, to fight and win. Teach me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In each day, are many goodness of God. In each day of your life, are many goodness of God. There are many things God has put in each day for you to enjoy. But if you are not a warrior, you will not be able to access the goodness of God in each day. So to some of you, each day, or maybe I should say, to some of you, so certain days is just so bad. You feel like, oh, today is so bad. Today is so frustrating. Today, you know, I suffered. But to a warrior, every day is good. There is no day that is bad to a warrior, because he knows how to access the goodness of God in each day. So if you don't fight the powers that are controlling each day of your life, you will not be able to access the goodness of God that is inside each day, that God has placed in each day for you to enjoy. You will not be able to access them. Now, when I say goodness of God, I'm talking about joy, for you to be joyful, talking about peace of mind, happiness, not just money or physical things, though that is included. Yeah. So it takes victory to access the goodness of God in each day. Every day will be so frustrating to you until you begin to win the forces controlling your days. So you're going to pray. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, ignite in me a great fire that will make me victorious over the forces of darkness controlling each day of my life. You're going to say, Father, ignite in me a great fire that will make me victorious over the forces of darkness controlling each day of my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, ignite me. Igniting my spirit, igniting my soul, igniting my body. Fire that is so strong. Fire that will enable me to overcome forces of darkness, controlling the days of my life. Lord, put in me such fire. Thank you, Lord. Let such fire burn in my spirit. Let it burn and begin to spread out of me. Fire that will destroy forces of darkness, controlling the days of my life. Lord, let that fire burn from within me and begin to spread out for victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Since when I began to know God very closely, none of my days have been boring. Some people, they will say that, oh, today is very boring. I feel so lonely. Or, yeah, today is too boring. Since I know God, since I begin to know God very closely, none of my days have been boring. And I've never been lonely. Why? Because I live in God's presence. I walk in God's presence. Yeah, God's presence is always with me. And I don't want to lose it. There's no point in time I want to lose His presence. Yeah, and because of His presence, I have never been boring. And I have never been lonely. I'm always busy talking with God. I'm always busy learning new things in His presence. You're going to pray. The secret of victory is having His presence with you all the time. Yeah, if you can keep God's presence with you all the time, then you are a great warrior. And then your victories are sure. Yeah. Even if you have to fight for a long time, you will always win if you can keep God's presence with you all the time. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, change everything in my life. Change everything in my life to always house your presence. Change everything in me. Change everything around me to always accommodate your presence, so that I can live in, so that I can walk in victory, so that I can enjoy victories. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lord, change everything in my life to house your presence, to accommodate your presence. Change everything in my environment. Change the kind of friends I keep. Change the kind of life I live. Change the kind of things I read and study. Change the kind of thoughts I think. Lord, change the kind of things I watch. change everything in my life. To allow your presence stay with me forever. To allow your presence be with me forever. In the name of Jesus, so that I can walk in victory. So that I can walk in victory. Thank you, Lord. Change everything in my life to accommodate your presence forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to partner with darkness. Say, Father, I refuse to partner with the enemy. Open my eyes to see whatever I am doing that is binding my life with darkness. Open my eyes to see whatever I am doing ignorantly. Yeah, because some of these things, you know them. Yeah, but I'm talking about the ones that you don't know. Yeah, that is binding your life with darkness. So you're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to partner with darkness. I refuse to join hands with darkness. Open my eyes to see what I am doing ignorantly that is binding my life with darkness. Open my eyes to see them, that I may get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. That's the prayer point. Say, Father, I refuse to partner with darkness. I refuse to join hands with darkness. Thank you, Lord. I refuse to join spirits with darkness. Open my eyes to know and discover whatever I am doing ignorantly that is binding me with darkness, binding me with demonic realms. Lord, show me that I may get rid of them. In the name of Jesus. Show me, Father, whatever I'm doing ignorantly that is giving access to darkness to rule my life, to possess my life, to pollute my life, to control my life. Lord, let me see these things that I may get rid of them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It says in that verse 12, it says, enemy kings and their armies flee, while the women of Israel divide the plunder. Yeah. You know, women, naturally, physically, they don't fight in battles like that. Like, hardly will you see a woman carrying gun. There are some women that does that, but it's not common, you know, that a woman that goes into the battlefield with gun and ammunition, fighting, is not common. Yeah. So what that verse is saying is that God wants to fight for you in such a way that You will not have to do anything. Yeah, because he knows that it is not your fight. So God will fight for you in such a way that you will not have to use your strength. Yeah. And there are two ways God does this. It's either God give you his own strength to fight, and you fight as if you are God. Or God does tell you, sit down and let me deal with this enemy of your life. Yeah. So it's either of those two. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fight for me. And let me celebrate great victory at this time. You can say, Father, fight for me. And let me celebrate great victories at this time. In the name of Jesus, fight for me in a great way. And let me celebrate your victory. At this time, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fight for me. Fight for me. Fight for me with all that you have. Fight for me with all the strength that is in you, so that I may celebrate great victories. That I may celebrate victories at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fight for me, Father. Fight for me. Battles I have fought and have not been able to win. Lord, fight for me. Battles that are yours in my life, that are not mine. Battles that are your battles. Lord, step in and fight for me. That I may celebrate great victories. I know there are battles that is not mine to fight. Lord, fight such battles in my life because I want to praise you. I want to celebrate your victory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, in verse 13 of Psalm 68, it says, even those who lived among the sheepfolds found treasures. Doves with wings of silver and feathers of gold. So even those who lived among the sheepfolds found treasures. Doves with wings of silver and feathers of gold. Yeah. What does that mean? It means God descended upon kingdoms of darkness. In such a way that they left many of their things and ran. And also in such a way that even as they were running, many of their things keep falling. And, you know, and the people of God had enough treasures to get for themselves. Yeah. What does this mean for you? It means that there is so much you will gain after you are delivered, there is so much blessings waiting for you, so much treasures waiting for you. After you are, you know, you are delivered, and after you are victorious, so much blessings, so much blessings. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, and release your fire and destroy every captivity of darkness that has kept me far away from my blessings. Say, Father, release your fire. Destroy every captivity of darkness that has kept me far away from my blessings. Lord, release fire and destroy them all. It is time for me to possess my possessions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It is time for me to lay hold of my blessings. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release fire. Release fire. Release fire. Release fire. Release fire. Destroy captivities. Destroy limitations that has kept me far from my blessings for many years. Destroy captivities and limitations that have kept me far from my blessings for many years. Lord, release your fire and destroy them now. It is time for me to possess my possessions. It is time, oh God, to lay hold of my blessings. Thank you, Lord. It is time, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. It says that those in sheepfolds, meaning that people in places that you would not naturally find treasures in those places, they were blessed with treasures. Why? Because God fought for Israel. Because God gave them great deliverance and victory. So when there is great deliverance and victory, you will enjoy many benefits. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fiery angels invade. Yeah, what I mean by fiery angels, I mean angels of fire. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, let your angels of fire invade every kingdom of darkness that is holding my treasures captive, holding my blessings captive. Let your angels of fire invade those realms of darkness and destroy them all and release my treasures. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Kisha set ekashinana. Let your angels of fire. Father, let your angels of fire. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. So let your angels of fire invade every kingdom of darkness, holding my blessings and treasures, holding my progress captive, holding my riches and wealth captive, holding my breakthroughs captive, holding the answers to my prayers captive. Let your angels of fire invade those realms. Let your angels of fire invade those kingdoms of darkness and let my blessings be released unto me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Gilhadi Shetende de Gilhad. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Yeah. We have 5 more prayer points. Then I'll be praying for you. Yeah. The Lord is telling me that there is something that needs to happen to you first. Before you begin to lay hold of these treasures, before you begin to reap these benefits, like something must first happen. Like something must first happen. Yeah. Something victorious. Something significant. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, everything that needs to happen to me before I begin to lay hold of my treasures and blessings, Lord, let them happen to me. Everything that needs to happen in me before I begin to lay hold of my treasures and blessings, Lord, let them happen in me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, everything that must happen to me, miracles that must happen to me, transformation that must happen to me, visitation that must happen to me, encounters that must happen to me, empowerment that must happen to me, everything that must happen for me to be able to lay hold of the blessings and treasures that are mine in the realms of the spirit and in the realm of the physical. Lord, let these things happen now in the name of Jesus. Every enlightenment that must happen to me, Lord, deliverance that must happen to me, that must happen in me, before I can lay hold of the treasures and blessings that are mine in the visible realm and the invisible realms. Lord, let them happen now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Deliverance that must happen in me, let them happen. Miracles that need to first happen before others will follow, Lord, let them happen now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 4 more prayer points. Verse 14 says, the Almighty scatter the enemy kings like a blowing snowstorm on Mount Zalmon. The Almighty scatter the enemy kings. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release likeness. Your lightning and thundering. Yeah, your lightning and thunder. Yeah. Into the camps of enemies that have joined hands together to fight my life. The Father, release your lightning and thunder into hold. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So, Father, release your lightning and thunder. Release your lightning and thunder into camps of darkness, camps of enemy, into webs of darkness, networks of darkness, network of enemies that have conspired together to attack me. Release lightning and thunder from your throne and let them explode into ashes. Let them blow into ashes. Rain fire on them. Rain lightning and thunder on them and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus, every network of darkness, every web of darkness, every network of demonic creatures, demonic beings, every network of witchcraft that have conspired together to fight my life, to fight my calling, to fight my marriage, to fight my ministry, to fight my destiny. Oh God, release your lightning and thunder and let them scatter forever. Let them explode into ashes. Every network of agents of Satan, every network of creatures of Satan, whether visible or invisible, whether they look like human beings or animals, every creature of Satan that have joined hands together to fight me, to fight my destiny, Lord, release lightning and thunder upon them. Rain down lightning and thunder upon them and explode them. Let them explode into ashes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, set me on a platform from where I continue to rise, from where I continue to go up and never go down. Say, Father, by your mercy, set me on a platform from where I continue to increase and never decrease, from where I continue to go up and never go down. Open your mouth and pray like that. Have the gift of Tijilegriha. Lord, set everyone hearing my voice right now, Lord, set them on a platform from where they continue to rise and never go down. In the name of Jesus, set them on platform, on platforms from where they begin to rise and never go down. In the name of Jesus, Lord, set your people on platforms from where they begin to rise, from where they begin to increase and never decrease all the days of their lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I am born for greatness. I am born for success. Therefore, I walk into greatness. I walk into success right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that prophetically. Say, I am born for greatness. Say, I am born for success. I am born for greatness. I am born for success. Therefore, I walk into greatness. Right now, I walk into success. I walk into greatness. I walk into success. In the name of Jesus, I am born for great achievements. I am born for great prosperity. I am born for great success. Therefore, I walk into them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I am born to fulfill destiny. I am born to do what God has called me to do. I am born to break limitations. I am born for victory. I am born to have dominion. Therefore, I walk in these things right now. In the name of Jesus, I walk in success. I walk in greatness. I walk in success. I walk in victory. I walk in prosperity. I walk into my greatness. I walk into my success. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release your angels to approve every evil plantation that is producing evil in my life. Every evil plantation that is causing evil to thrive, to succeed in my life. Father, release your angels to uproot them now. Release your angels to uproot them now. Begin to pray as the prayer point. Release your angels to uproot them. Every evil plantation that is causing evil to prevail in my life, that is causing failure to prevail, causing wrong things to happen in my life. Lord, release your angels to uproot them wherever they have been planted. However they were planted, Lord, release your angels to begin to uproot them. Every plantation of darkness that is troubling the affairs of my life, troubling my life, troubling my destiny, troubling my days. Every plantation of darkness that is not allowing me to enjoy goodness and life, Lord, assign your angels to uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, assign your angels, thank you, Father, to uproot them all. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to be praying for you. I want you to place your right hand on your head as I pray for you. Father, I say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness and mercies. Thank you for great grace you have poured upon us. Thank you, Lord, for your strength that is replacing our weaknesses. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your visitation in this prayer session. Thank you for what you have done in the lives of your people. Thank you for how you have helped everyone that have prayed with me on this platform. Thank you, Lord, for a new chapter of their lives you have opened. Thank you for great success you have authorized for everyone hearing my voice right now. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, these are your people and they have faith in your power. I ask, oh God, that you touch them with your power and change their lives for good in the name of Jesus. I am praying for you that the power of God touch your body right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that must die in your body, let the power of God touch them and kill them now in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God touch your soul and spirit and let there be explosion of the Holy Ghost and let every dark thing die, every unclean thing die, every sickness die, disease die in your body, in your soul, in your spirit. Everything that is ungodly, unholy, everything that is against God, against peace, against the light, I command that they die right now by the power of God. By the power of God, let them die in the name of Jesus. I come against you, spirit of darkness, that will not allow God touch his people. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that is covering your life, covering your head, that doesn't want God to touch you, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every demonic hand that is claiming possession of your life, that is claiming control over your life, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume that hand. In the name of Jesus, let such hand melt by fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. You shall excel in the name of Jesus. You shall prosper in the name of Jesus. It is written that it is not for Jacob to seek God in vain. It is not for Israel to seek the Lord in vain. You have sought the Lord, and you shall see God in the name of Jesus. In those areas, you have sought God, and you have cried for his help. Let God appear to help you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Every spirit that is poisoning your mind against the truth and against God's presence, let fire of the Holy Ghost arrest them now and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You have to be careful against spirits that attack. That attack minds. Yeah, every one of you have to be careful. I saw that a spirit has been sent from hell to turn your mind against the truth, especially the truth that God is sending into your life through this ministry. The teachings God is using this ministry to reveal to you. Now, I saw that there's a darkness that has been sent to turn your mind against the truth. Yeah, so that you don't follow it, you don't believe it, and you don't obey God's will. So make sure you guard your mind. Yeah. God bless you. Amen.